We're living in the dream.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Mike Kennedy with A Living in Victory. I'm here with my brother, Lewis Robinson. This is part two of a series that we're doing together. I asked Brother Lewis a couple days ago, to consider joining me on the broadcast. And what came to his heart to speak on is something that I need to hear, and I believe you need to hear. This is part two. If you haven't heard the first part, I encourage you to go back, get it, listen to it. It'll help you.
Yeah.
It'll do you good.
It will.
Amen?
It will.
Well, brother, would you like to open us up in prayer?
Sure. Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to get into your word. Lord, your word is truth, and your word is a light to our path. Your word is our strength. Your word feeds our faith and our spirit. And we ask you, Lord, by your grace and mercy, to give us good and wonderful things out of your word today, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Lewis, the scripture that you had on your heart was Matthew 23, verses 11 and 12. I'll start off with reading that.
Sure.
He says, "But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted." Shall be exalted.
Yes. And I really like that in the CJB too. It says, "The greatest among you must be your servant, for whoever promotes himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be promoted."
Exactly. Will be promoted. Abraham was a man of humility and great faith. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And he was the meekest man.
He
came lowly.
Yes.
I mean, came from the throne of heaven and walked in the dirt. Glory to God. My.
Yeah.
This is powerful.
The scripture said Jesus made himself of no reputation.
That's right. No reputation.
No reputation. And so many times, and then it goes on to say, and because he did all that, God has highly exalted him.
Exalted him. Oh my. King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah.
Nobody higher than him.
To even be in his presence or to talk to him. What an honor he has given us.
Yes.
My.
Yes.
Glory to God. What other scriptures do you have on your heart that fall in line with this?
Well, another scripture that I've been meditating on lately that I believe the Lord directed me to read is Proverbs 22:4. And that says, "By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life."
Riches, honor, and life. Mm-hmm. So by humility, that life would be long life.
Yeah.
It would be a quality of life.
That's right.
But riches. Mm. To become rich, that's promotion.
That's right.
And it starts out with humility, with pride that you think that you're better than you are.
It does. There is a reward for humility. And the great thing about the Lord is anything he gives us in the Word that's challenging or hard on our flesh or that's going to take faith for us to do, there's a reward that comes with it.
He's
such a faithful, good, rewarding God. Mm. And this scripture, if we really believe it, would have us so excited to be humble.
Yeah.
Would have us so excited to walk in humility. I mean, who doesn't want riches, honor, and long life?
Well, so God will not honor people with promotion, finances, authority, positions of authority and power without humility.
That's right.
Some people have got themselves in those positions, but it didn't come from God.
That's right. That's right.
My.
And you know, another thing that the Lord's been kind of ministering to me about is that so many of us have been promoted.
Yeah.
But there's further to go. We don't want to stay where we're at.
No, I want to come up.
We want to keep going. God is a God of increase.
Increase.
And if we're to go on to the next level, we need to make sure that we've not hit a ceiling in our humility. Because if we hit a limit in our humility, we've hit a limit in our promotion.
You've hit a limit in your relationship with God, the creator of heaven and earth.
That's true.
You've limited yourself from moving forward
with
walking in his mercy, walking in his goodness, walking in his grace, his ability.
Yes.
Your anointing will be limited.
Yeah.
And
we can't do anything without his anointing.
That's right.
Anything that I endeavor to do, that I know is from the Lord, I have to trust in his anointing to help me.
You know, this is impacting me. Let me tell you, I have been believing. God has anointed me. But there's levels of anointing, levels of increase.
Right.
There's areas that I need to deal with in my life. Mm. And there's probably areas in your life that you may not see, or you do see, that will affect your anointing, that will affect you walking in the goodness and grace of God.
Surely. Surely.
I'd like to pray for the Lord to show us areas in our lives where we need to see that there's subtle pride and not humility.
Yes.
Because if we don't see it, we can't deal
with
it.
That's right. That's true.
But, brother and sister, if you join with us in this prayer and you ask him, he's going to show you, and then you're held accountable to make the change. But glory to God, guess what? When you make that change, what happens?
Riches, honor, and long life.
Do it. I encourage you to do it. Let's pray together over this. Heavenly Father, we come to you asking you for light and revelation of areas of pride, areas where we're not walking in humility.
Yes.
Reveal it to us so that we can change.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you for the revelation. Show it to us, Father. Help us to overcome it.
Yes.
Show us the changes we need to make. People we need to repent to.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for it, Father. We touch and agree asking for this, Lord. That you may promote us.
Yes.
That you would exalt us.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
Praise you, Lord. We touch thank and agree you, asking for this and we call it done.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
There's people getting promotion right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, that's true. That's it.
Praise because God. They've already made the change in their heart. And God looks at the heart.
He does. He'll honor you right away if you make that adjustment.
This is powerful.
And humility is of the heart. That's where it starts. And that's where our faith starts too.
We believe
in the heart and we see how much is tied together. And you know, while we were praying about that, the Lord brought a scripture up to my heart about, you know, things we need to be on the lookout for.
Yes.
And that was, while we're in Proverbs, just turn over to Proverbs 27 and verse 2. Proverbs 27 verse 2 says, "Let another man praise thee, and not thy own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips."
Mm.
And boy, oh boy, if this isn't something we can all work on.
You know, that reminds me of a boxing match that I enjoyed watching.
Hmm.
Mike Tyson versus Evander Holyfield.
Uh-huh.
Mike Tyson was the heavyweight.
Right.
Evander, and he's Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Evander Holyfield is a man of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a middleweight and had to put weight on to even get in the ring with the heavyweight.
Mm.
And I remember that fight. I've always enjoyed boxing growing up. I used to do it. Wasn't necessarily the best. I did it out of pride.
Mm.
Arrogance. Not because I liked getting hit.
Right.
But I remember him not talking trash, which most professional boxers, man, the whole thing is building yourself up talking trash.
Right.
And the thing that got me is before the fight, Mr. Tyson came up, "I'm going to thump you, I'm going to take you out," and just all this stuff about how great he was. Now, Mr. Tyson's pretty serious boxer, man. Yeah. That southpaw, he did a good job.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he's a dude.
Yeah.
No question. That's just truth.
Uh-huh.
But Evander Holyfield came up and said, this fight is not against you and me, but my God against your God.
Wow.
And the humility there, the truth there. Mm. And he didn't just take out Mr. Tyson. He pummeled him.
Wow.
He hurt him. As a matter of fact, Mr. Tyson was in fear of losing the fight that he bit Evander Holyfield's ear off.
Mm.
And it still goes on today. You still hear about how that happened, about how he bit the ear off of the man. That's because he got in the ring with the wrong God.
He did.
And, you know, whenever you're in so much pride that you speak against God, oh my, you've opened up a door of a whooping you don't want.
That is true.
Not that promotion.
True. Yeah. Yeah. And what Mike Tyson was getting up there to do was to praise himself.
Self-promotion.
That's what the word says. Let another man praise you.
Yeah.
And that's what Evander Holyfield was doing. He was going to get out there. He was going to do his best, perform the way God enables him to, and then let someone else praise his performance.
Well, I know a little bit about the story in the church that Brother Evander went to. And at the end of it, not only was he on radio and TV stations and broadcast all over the world, but his payout was millions of dollars.
Wow.
Because he was the underdog.
Right.
So he went in as the underdog, so Vegas, Las Vegas, and all the betting, all that, man, and plus the contracts for what he would get if he won as an underdog, he made a lot more money than what he would have been as a, he's going to win as a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So he was promoted by other people after the fight.
Right.
He was honored by God.
Mm-hmm.
Because he put God first and said, it's a God against your God. Not me. I'm not going to do it.
Sure.
He's doing the word here.
Mm-hmm.
But then he turned around and sowed a huge amount of money, percentage, into the kingdom to build the kingdom.
Praise God. Kind of reminds me of the story of David and Goliath.
Yeah. You're right.
You know? And I think the interesting thing about humility is people think that if you're humble, that you just sort of cower and shrink down. And, you know, religion has made you think that being humble is just being a little worm.
Oh, yeah.
But part of being humble is getting out there in front of some big insurmountable challenges and acknowledging, hey, I might not be enough for this, but my God is.
Yeah.
And that's what David did. He came out there with a stick.
Stick.
And Goliath said, what am I, a dog?
Yeah.
That you come out here with a stick? But he wasn't coming out there trusting in himself.
Yeah.
He wasn't coming out there thinking how
big he was and great.
He was thinking about how big God was.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Goliath was praising himself. He said, I'm going to do this. I'm great. And David came out there and praised the Lord.
Yeah, he did.
Gave glory to God.
You know, if we read some scriptures last night about what David ended up doing, and it started in this position here where he humbled himself and went out as a warrior with God, knowing it was God that was fighting the fight, and he was humble.
That's right.
At the end of his life, he paid billions of dollars of gold and silver and wood to build the temple.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He honored God.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Oh, my.
And we see.
Look where that led.
By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and long life. And we see that in the life of David.
He was a shepherd boy.
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of sheep in a pasture. And then he became a person who, from my knowledge, has given more billions to build the temple into the kingdom of God than I don't know of anybody in the scripture and since then that's done what he's done.
That's right.
Hundreds of billions of dollars to build the temple.
Yeah.
God used him because of his humility.
He did. And David wasn't a perfect man.
No.
He had a lot of problems. Mm. He had a lot of problems and you know, he made some egregious sins. And we won't go into all that. But
mercy.
The amazing thing about David is that he repented.
Yes.
And no matter how much he messed up, how big he messed up, You found David on his face in the house of God.
Yeah.
Saying, Lord, forgive me. Have mercy on me.
You know, a couple weeks ago, I was in Fort Worth, and I met a man at the hotel. And we were talking a little bit, and he said, something's been keeping me awake at night. Mm. And I said, what's that, sir? He said, I've never been baptized. He goes, I'm not worthy of it.
Mm.
And I talked to him about none of us are worthy.
Right. Right.
But God told us to do it, and he was well pleased with Jesus. Mm. And I was able to baptize that man at the hotel
in my hotel room.
But he came in thinking he wasn't worthy, mm-hmm. which is what the enemy tries to do. He either tries to get you to a point where you think you're greater than yourself,
right,
or you're not worthy.
And actually, both of them are pride.
Total pride.
Because
exactly.
One
right.
says, you know, I'm not worthy because of what I've done, this and that. But, you know, there's also a side, when you think you're not worthy, you're not accounting what the blood of Jesus has
done
for you.
Oh my, the blood of Jesus.
And we don't want
the power in the blood.
We don't want to get in pride saying, my sin is bigger than the blood.
Mm.
Everything I've done,
yes.
I couldn't. No, that's pride in itself,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Because the humble would say, I've messed up. I've gotten it so wrong. But Lord, I acknowledge that your blood is more powerful than all that. And I may not feel like I deserve it, and I may not feel like I'm worthy, but your word tells me that you died for me and you shed your blood for me.
Yep.
And so much of humility is just acknowledging the truth of the word.
The word. Yeah.
That is humility.
Well, I believe you had another scripture in Philippians
mm-hmm.
chapter 2.
Yes.
And I think that falls in line with some of this,
mm-hmm.
with the vainglory.
Right.
Do you want to read that?
Sure. Philippians chapter 2 is a great chapter. If you want to study about humility and you want to study about this subject, just read the whole chapter. I mean, it's an amazing chapter. But for our purposes, we'll look at Philippians 2 verses 3 and 4. It says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.
My.
And I like the NLT says, don't be selfish, don't try to impress others.
Oh,
really
boy.
Like that part.
Yep.
Be humble, thinking of others is better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too.
Take an interest in others too.
Mm-hmm.
That would change the world.
Oh, it sure would. It sure would. And, you know, one thing I've noticed is that if I'm going through a challenge, if I'm going through a hard part in life, the Lord will always direct me, start thinking about others. Because so many
times,
there's
an answer.
If we're going through something, part of the reason it's so hard is because we're just thinking about ourselves too much. We're focused on the wrong thing.
Oh, woe is me.
Yeah, because even if you're going through a challenge, you can still be serving God. You can still be helping people. You can still be a blessing to other people's lives. And
correct.
In doing that, you're sowing the seeds of help for their life. You'll get help for your life.
Well, when you're trying to promote yourself or impress others,
mm-hmm.
it's self-promotion.
Right.
God didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that you do yourself can come back, can fall, can crumble.
Right.
Where if God has established you.
Yes.
Even if the enemy comes in and gets a sucker punch in,
mm-hmm.
God will restore it.
That's right.
He gave it to you.
That's right.
And he will restore it.
He will.
Glory to God.
God is a restoration God.
Oh my.
There's nothing he can't get back to you. There's nothing he can't fix. There's nothing that he can't do in your life that you need. But we have to be able to humble ourselves under that and allow him to work in our lives.
You said a key word there. We have to humble ourselves.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. You know, humility is an act of our will. It's something that we have to do of our own volition and of our own choice.
Yes.
The Lord, you know, people like to say, oh, the Lord humbled me and he did this bad thing, that bad mm-hmm. thing. No, the Lord doesn't operate that way.
No, that's right.
There may be circumstances that happen in life that quote-unquote humbled you. But really what they did is they swept the feet out from under you because you were operating in pride.
That's right. Yeah.
So we don't want to be humbled that way. We want to choose to humble ourselves.
I noticed you keep making a motion.
Yeah.
Humble ourselves means that you place under.
Yeah. And
right?
And, you know, so many things in the kingdom of God are opposite to what the world does. To go up in the kingdom of God, we have to go down. And that's what humility means, is going low. And for some people, they don't like that, but it's just pride.
Going low.
But we go low because why? Because he's such a big God.
On the first message that we did together on this topic, remember the Lord gave me a statement when he said going low. His statement to me was, pride is a high price for low living.
Mm.
Pride will put you into low living, but if you choose to go low, it will raise you
up. That's right. That's right.
Saying the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it reminds me of the scripture that Jesus said, whoever loves his life will lose it.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever loses his life. We have to choose to put ourselves under the Lord. We have to submit to him. And you can't submit to him being proud and lofty, because he resists the proud. But if we'll get low in the sense of, Lord, I know in myself I can do nothing, I have nothing, I know nothing, but I'm acknowledging that I'm not with myself.
Yeah.
You're with me. And with you, I can do all that you've called me to do. That's going low. That's putting yourself under his hand and allowing his help into your life.
Boy, we need his help.
We do.
My. You mentioned James chapter 4 there, where, you know, about grace. God resist the pride.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want God's resistance.
No.
You're not going to come up and out. You're not going to get into promotion.
That's right.
But the title of the series that the Lord put on your heart was Humility, the Path to Promotion.
That's right.
So pride is God's resistance, and you are not going to get promoted. You're not going to live in success.
No.
Your life will be taken out.
That's right.
How many people on this earth God had plans for them, but because of their pride, opened up the door and were taken out. Not promoted.
Yes.
But totally taken out.
Mm-hmm. And you know, pride is something we all have to deal with.
Oh my, I've had to deal with it every day of my life.
And you know, and that brings me back to what the Lord said to me when we started this message is, you've been promoted, and one of the reasons I've been able to promote you is your humility. Don't lose your humility, and I'll promote
lose
you
it.
Further. And so humility is an area we always have to check up on.
Yeah.
We never arrive.
That's
we never
right.
get to the place where we can say, oh yeah, studied on humility for a few months, got that down, now I'm good to go.
I'm good, I've got it now.
We always have to evaluate ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's another aspect of humility, is looking at oneself, judging yourself, examining yourself. And so we should always be looking at ourselves, Lord, why did I say that? What motivated me to say that prideful thing? Why did I want to impress them? Was I trying to make myself look good? We need to be thinking about these kind of things in our quiet time with the Lord, and then he'll be able to build in us, like the word says in Psalms, a contrite heart before him.
That's truth. So we need to look at ourselves and take a strong, serious evaluation of our actions, our words, our heart, our lifestyles, and be open to the very subtleness of the schemes of the enemy that we've let come in with the pride, so that we can get promoted.
Yeah, because when we get the pride out, we're getting the hindrances out.
That's truth.
When we get the pride out, we're getting the devil out.
Oh my.
Because the devil is the father of pride.
Yeah.
And he wants to come in and steal our humility, steal our meekness, because if he does that, he can steal our promotion.
So when you get something out, something else has to fill that
That's
spot.
Right.
So
That's
what
right.
you're saying is when you get the humility out, you're letting the grace and the ability, I mean, when you get the pride out. When you get the pride out, that's humility.
Yeah.
And you're letting the humility, which gets the grace or God's ability in your life, which leads to the promotion.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And God,
simple.
And God wants to promote all of us.
Oh, my.
His plan for us is more marvelous than we could ever imagine.
Yep.
Eye has not seen, ear has not heard what he's prepared for those that love him. But we all have a part.
Yeah.
We all have a part.
You know, one thing, even if you do that, that the enemy will try to do, is he'll promote somebody else in an area.
Yeah.
Trying to get you off where you're in envy or you're jealous of their promotion,
yeah,
which is for pride.
Right.
And that prevents you from the open door that he was opening up for you in another area of promotion.
That's right. And a big part of humility is being happy for others.
Yeah.
Rejoicing with those that rejoice.
Getting excited.
And being glad when they get blessed. Because, you know, God is a big God. He can promote all of us. He can,
yes,
bring all of us together into a place,
yes,
of promotion,
yes,
and
yes,
success. So if you see someone else get promoted, that has nothing to do with your plan. It has no hindrance on you whatsoever.
That's right.
Even if you thought it was the area you were supposed to get, God can open another bigger, better door.
That's right.
So long as we stay,
exactly,
humble and seek him.
Oh, glory to God.
Thank
you know,
God.
I believe this will help you, do you some good,
yes,
as well.
Yes.
I encourage you to get this word in you.
Yes.
Check yourself. Amen?
Yes.
Well, this is Mike Kennedy with my brother, Lewis Robinson, and Living in Victory. Have a blessed, wonderful day. And remember, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world,
our faith.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Have a blessed day.
Graciousness and the goodness of God, we're happy to inform you that you can download all of our messages and our mini books free of charge from our website. Also, if you'd like to become a partner or receive our newsletter, feel free to contact our offices.
We're living in